A very interesting story on the front page of the Sunday Times, and an important one concerning an education economist at Stellenbosch, Associate Professor Martin Gustafsson, and something he found around data that had been very damning about our education system. Now, I'm not going to begin to sing the praises of our public education system, and there's plenty of data that shows the performance is poor. But there was one very significant piece of data done by an international body which said that between 2011 and 2016, South Africa was basically the only country among 43 not to make an improvement in literacy at a certain point in the system. And that's very damning. Everyone else had improved, we hadn't. And I have a hazy memory of that statistic. And it's the kind of thing that sticks and adds to a very negative perception about what we're doing in education. Now, this Stellenbosch University education economist, Martin Gustafsson, has picked apart the data and actually found out that it was wrong. And Prof. Gustafsson joins me now. Martin, a very good afternoon to you. Thanks for your time.
Good afternoon and to your listeners.
Okay, what was this data and why was it important before we find out what was wrong with it?
Well, first, I mean, I must say, I wouldn't sing the praises of South Africa's schooling system either, and I don't think many would. I think the heading is a bit misleading. The article is right. There's just, you know, the heading, you know, that children can do what they should do, nobody would agree with. And I think, you know, this is partly because we sometimes get confused between improvements and whether something is good. You know, something can improve and still be bad. And
yep.
I think that's where we're at.
Okay.
And the data is important, extremely important. And we continue to be involved in this program. This is the best measure that we have of whether children's reading capabilities are improving. Unfortunately, there was an error in the 2011 to 2016 trend. The international organization has since removed the incorrect information. And I think it serves as a reminder that, you know, this organization virtually never makes these kinds of mistakes. Their work is highly credible. There was something very special about South Africa's 2011 data, and that just slipped through the cracks. And that resulted in this error. So I think the lesson is we need to engage critically with the statistics that come out of these international organizations. And the raw data are always available online. You can download them. But we need capacity to look at the data.
And we need time. And we need people like you who can do so. It's not anybody who can look at that data and find out what's wrong with it.
Yeah, well, there are others, but we don't have enough. I think for the level of development our country is at, we don't have enough, you know, statisticians, psychometricians, for instance, and we do need to fix that urgently. And I'm worried that there's not enough emphasis on building that kind of capacity in the country. There's some, but I think we need more of that kind of expertise.
Now, this was measuring grade 4 literacy levels, and as I understand it, the original flawed data showed no improvement at all. What did the fixed data show?
After the correction, we saw that there was an improvement, but not only that, it was actually a very steep improvement. And one of the things I've been doing with the UNESCO Institute for Statistics is work on how fast can you improve, because we don't like to accept that things take time, but actually they do. So, you know, one way of setting realistic targets is to say, all right, let's look around the world. How quickly have countries improved their reading capabilities according to reliable measures? And if you look at that, actually, we've been going about as fast as we could. And what does that mean? It doesn't mean that we're good yet. But if we were to continue along that trajectory, in 10 years' time, we could be where Malaysia is, but it's a big if. The question is, can we continue with this kind of trend, and what does one need to get there?
I assume what one needs to get there is something within the teachers and the data on teacher performance at every level, the teacher's own literacy, the teacher's understanding of the curriculum, the teacher's attendance, the data, the education economics in terms of teaching is still very depressing.
Correct. I mean, the things you've mentioned are all very important. We do need to support teachers essentially, you know, the fix is not a mystery. There's a lot of evidence on what works. One needs a good mix of support to schools and teachers, but also accountability. And I think we've been moving quite well in South Africa when it comes to bringing about better materials for teachers. Our universities, despite what everyone is saying, are actually producing better teachers than they were before. We've got good data on that. But I think what's missing is the accountability side, especially at primary schools. And a lot of teachers, you know, don't like the word accountability. Accountability can be abused. It can be very bad. But if you do it well, and I think if you focus at the school more than the teacher, because, you know, schools are teams of people working together. So what we need to be, you know, quite specific is we actually don't know how well or how poorly learners read across our 17,000 primary schools. We really don't know that. And if we had that information, we would just be in a better position to go to a school principal where children are underperforming relative to what you would expect and say, now what's going on? And, you know, focusing some improvement strategies on that school. And ultimately, I mean, if nothing changes, then you do have to look at perhaps replacing the school principal. So I think a lot of the best kind of accountability, I think, is accountability that takes into account that the school is a team of people, and that team needs to essentially deliver, you know, basic human rights to children, such as the ability to read.
Prof, I could continue this conversation for a long time. You're saying very important stuff, but thank you very much. I have to leave it there. We're heading up to news time. Professor Martin Gustafson, Associate Professor in the Economics Department of Stellenbosch University, who is an education economist and providing some really significant insights into the data on which we base our decisions with schooling in this country.